The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome back. I just happen to be here with Mike Lindell in his MyPillow factory office. Mike, I've never been here. I mean, I practically have never been to Minnesota, as you and Michelle Bachman pronounce it, because I'm an Easterner. But I'm here in the belly of the beast. This is where the pillows are made. This is where it all happens. I got to tell you, I feel like I've visited, you know, in the old days, this would be like visiting the L.L. Bean store when you're driving up to Maine. We got to make a pilgrimage to the L.L. Bean store. We got to go to Ben and Jerry's, you know, to see how the communist LSD people are doing. No, but it's kind of funny. Like, you just sort of feel like it's a pilgrimage, something more than what it is. Right. It represents something. Right. So here I am. So what happens in this building?
Well, this period, you have the call center. You know, I have now I think I have right around 2,500 employees, and I have call centers at the call center, the factory, two factories, two buildings there. And we do everything here. We do everything.
Do you make the slippers with the soybeans grown on U.S. soil?
Yeah, the slippers, now they're put together. Anything, I want everyone, let's talk about that. The products I have, MyPillow, 100% made here. Cotton, everything. MyPillow, my toppers, my beds, all made here, okay? 100%. And with the materials. Things like my towels, you cannot, the technology we don't have here that I use, because remember, I make them to work. We use Southern U.S. cotton, but we have to ship, because I have to spend the money, ship the cotton over and ship it back, because we don't have the technology, the proprietary technology, so that they work, okay? Same way with the slippers.
When you say that they work, see, people don't think of towels as working. But the fact that, no, you explain this to me. You gave me, like, the history of towel technology.
So let's take a product. If you reverse engineer a product, I was upset. You use a towel, you feel them in the store, they're soft and lotion. You get them home and they don't absorb. We've all been there. It's horrible. You're going, what is going on here? The water runs off them worse than those napkins they have in the restaurants now. These aren't napkins. These are, what are they? You know, so I sat and found out why. Well, in 2006, it was called GATT. They made a deal with other countries overseas that they imported all these towels, but all they did was make them to sell, not work. So they added fabric softeners, they added lotions, they added all these things to the towels.
It sounds like the Democratic Party platform. Sounds really good. You pull the lever, and then disaster. What happened?
So, but like the slippers, I'll tell the slippers because I want to explain to people, because I get later stuff all the time. They'll go, why aren't they 100% made here? The slippers uses soybean. It's called Impact Gel, U.S. soybeans. Then it's MyPillow's patented foam. Then it's leather from a state out west. And all these things, I have to ship overseas to put them together because there's no technology. Well, Mike, why don't you get the technology? Right now, I keep expanding. Whatever I can make here, I make here. The sheets, my sheets, they can't be made here. You know why?
Why?
Because there's no weavers or spinners left in the United States. So
the weavers was an old folk group, right, and the spinners was Motown.
But this is a good point I'm making. When Donald Trump he still is our president, but when he was there, these decisions he was making to bring the manufacturing back. When you bring one thing back, okay, and all these other businesses follow.
Yeah.
I'll give you a thing in reverse. Back in the day, there was a snowmobile company, and they left the United States. They left. They got just taxed, and they left, went over to Europe. Now, let me tell you what happened. The fastener companies followed him. The people that made the seats followed him. There were four industries that followed him overseas. This is what we were, a one-way ticket before Donald Trump started bringing these things back. You got to bring back key things. So with like a perfect example is the sheets. There's no weavers or spinners left in the United States, everybody. So there's certain things you can't make. Or I'll get hate mail going, but why don't you make your sheets here? But you know what? And then as long as I got to bring them overseas, I have a certain field where it's the best cotton in the world, not in the United States. They can't be grown here.
Did you know that? I don't know if it was Sam Colt or Winchester. There's a factory up in Hartford, my home state, where I think in the latter part of the 19th century, he imported an entire village of people over from wherever it was to manufacture. I mean, it's a crazy thing.
Right.
But you realize that, you know, if you had the ability, you could do stuff like that. But it's a monumental operation to to move people.
I would bring everything I can make here or use here. I do everything. And, you know, it's so rewarding because I'm so, as you know, I micromanage. Well, every product that comes off that assembly line, I treat it like it's my only product. And it's problem solution. And what will it manifest to?
Yeah.
All my products, you know, most of my products either help you in some way, or I'm going, do I just want to make it to make money? I could have made my pillow to last a year like every other pillow in the world.
Yeah.
I made it to give you a 10-year warranty and you can wash and dry it. I wanted everybody to have one. Now, what did that manifest to? 54 million pillows sold now, my pillows. You know, so you spread horizontally. And it's not just people on Fox bought them. I advertise on CNN, MSNBC, over 5,000 stations across the country. You know,
even the most liberal Democrat needs lumbar support and neck support. That's just the way it is, folks. We're all one. We're made in God's image, except we live in a fallen world.
Right.
Okay, Mike, would you ever consider running for public office?
I wouldn't run to be a dog catcher now with these machines. But when we get where the machines are all going to be gone by 2022, and they will here and around the world. So I answer as well, you know, at one point I was 90 some percent. I was gonna, but then all this evidence came up with the machines. So you were gonna run for governor of Minnesota. I was 99. I think I told the press 99, but now then these machines happened. Everything changed. So in this attack by China, that's my purpose. Now I've got to get the word out, get this stopped. So we'll see when that time would come, what would happen then. And, politics? It's challenging. I see out there, I see how it can be run by a businessman that can be problem solution and know what it manifests to. I think I have that gift.
Well, think about what you're saying, right? When you say problem solution, you're talking about reality, not ideology.
Right.
Now, if there is an ideology that follows from that, it's reality based ideology, right? It's not pie in the sky. We want things to come this way. We have to do social engineering. We have to use stimulus. We have to, you're basically saying you try to look at this, the thing, what's going to help people.
All people. And it's like, you got to silo it out. You got to say, okay, what would this thing we're going to do here? Well, you know, this is a problem, or even if it's not a problem, if you go problem solution, but you got to know that third part. What will it manifest to? How will it help the people? We have to elect on a parallel track here. We have to elect politicians that are for the people. Eric, they got to be for the people. If they're doing stuff like right now that don't help any people, I mean, then there's no logic to it. You got to look that they're when they make a decision. I want everybody to look. I don't care what decision that is, right down to local levels. Okay, and ask yourself, how is this going to help me or anybody? If it doesn't help anybody, I guarantee it's helping someone. You got to find that. If it's helping this person over here that had a personal agenda for greed or whatever, that's where we run into problems. You got to understand. Let me tell you, I'll give you a big example. The Democrats, when they had all three things back, they could have made all the illegals legal.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I don't know, like 2011, 10 or
whatever. Yeah.
Why didn't they do that to get all their votes?
I don't know.
You know why?
Why?
And somebody say, well, Mike, I'll fact check that. Here's why. The cartel. How do you wash cartel money, drug money coming into the U.S.? These are billions of dollars. OK, well, you know how you do it. You pay illegals and you underpay them cash. And let me tell you right now, if you took and you made it so they couldn't pay these illegals cash and they had to pay tax on
it,
these crooked employers, that are employing the illegals are avoiding
like
$65 billion in federal taxes.
Like,
they're not
like
paying.
Like name names, Costco?
No.
Kohl's?
Most of them are in Colorado, Arizona.
But I'm saying, are there big companies? Who's doing this?
I don't know about the becoming. These are your fields, your workers, you know.
Farmers.
These are your big plantations. They're saving a buck by paying cash. But how are they laundering this money? So now my thing is they're laundering these billions of dollars, turning it into legal money, right?
Fortunately, we're out of time. Hold on a second. Hold that thought.
The queen of the vast domain and be held in sin's dreadful way.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out. All right, I'm talking to Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, continue the thought. Forgive me.
So you have all this money. It's a process here. So look at all the cartel money, all the drug money here. You have to turn it into money you can put in a bank. It isn't like the cocaine cowboys of the 80s where they wheel wheelbarrows full of cash into Miami and build these skyrockets. There's laws now on the thing. You have to report cash. So you have all this drug money coming in. And then you have the illegals. Well, you don't make them legal because you can pay them cash. And now you're avoiding federal taxes. It's $65 billion just for those employers, those farming, all these. And with the pot industry now, that's why I moved into Colorado. They're still paying all these cash. Now, if they do that, do you think the government is getting kickbacks from that? Of course they are. And these lifetime politicians, they're getting all this money from that. Otherwise, they would have done what? They would have made them all legal. Because they'd have got their vote, so to speak.
So let me ask you then, are you saying this is complicated? Because a lot of times Republicans make the case that the reason the Democrats have such absurd policies with regard to open borders is because they want those votes. So are you implying that they can get those votes whether those people are actual citizens or not?
And then they can use it to launder.
That part I get. But right. I'm saying that. But if people make the case that Democrats want those votes,
well, they could for a while. They figured they didn't even have to have it, but they were getting so much money from the other direction that it's like they weigh this teeter totter. So then they went into this big worry. Oh, we should have done it then. Okay, we should have done it then.
Uh-huh.
But then all of a sudden machines come along. They don't have to do it now. It's over. I mean, you just take a dial and it's over.
This is unbelievable.
Everyone needs to know. I want to tell everyone, we get rid of these machines. you get rid of the machines, okay? And now I'm going to talk about mail-in voting. Everyone's saying, well, mail-in voting, man, if we don't get rid of mail-in voting, it's going to be all Democrat. Wrong. We had mail-in voting. You take out the machine numbers and Donald Trump wins 80 million to 66 million. Okay. The best candidate's going to win. The mail-in voting, you can, if you take the machines out of it, one vote, one person. When they do recall, we were just trying to recall Doug Ducey in Arizona until he opened up the whole state so we couldn't get any more signatures, you know. But we do the recall. Now, to do a recall, you have to have this beautiful ballot. It has to be a certain size, certain printing on it, a validated signature, a license, an ID, and you
wait
hand,
a minute,
and you hand,
and that's not racist.
And a hand, and you
how,
hand count them.
How
that's
ironic.
To do a recall of a governor, you go through. You should be doing in a general election.
Obviously,
crazy, everybody. Well, so now, but if you did this, because it's a big lie. You sit there and focus like Brian Kemp, crooked Brian Kemp in Georgia.
Okay, let's be clear for people who aren't hardcore politicos like me. Brian Kemp is a Republican. So let's be clear.
Right.
There are skunks on both sides.
Right.
And as a conservative, I find it incredibly more despicable that there are people pretending to be some kind of conservatives. They're utterly corrupt.
Yeah, they're
Brian Kemp
corrupt.
And the
Rad
Secretary of State, Rassenberger.
Yeah.
Is Ducey a Republican?
Yes, Ducey's a Republican.
And he is the governor of Arizona.
Right.
So there are people on both sides. So let's be honest.
Right. But you need to hear about the Brian Kemp thing in Georgia,
right,
you guys.
Right.
Here's the deflection. Here's what they do, Eric.
Right.
All the machines. Georgia's flooded with machines. So, okay. And Brian Kemp was in on all this. Now, here's what happened. As soon as, what did he do just a couple weeks ago? Oh, he wants to reform. So with mail-in voting and all this stuff, you know, reform all these things. He doesn't care about that because he got his machines in.
Okay, now
you
explain
you
this
know,
to people. Hold on, because explain
ridiculous.
This, that Georgia was in big trouble. He basically, now, by the way, you know how I learned this? From the HBO documentary Kill Chain, that Brian Kemp was in bed with the people and the machines in the 2016 election.
Yep.
According to the HBO documentary, he lost to Stacey Abrams, the Democrat, but he cheated and he got into power by cheating with the machines.
Yes, 100%.
That is a Republican using machines to cheat.
Right.
So they spoke about in the HBO documentary.
Yeah.
So, and then I think I read that he hired one of the people involved in the company that sold the machines to be his chief of staff.
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
You
I don't
got
know.
That right. And this is the danger. This is where it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, everybody. You're just out there going, my team won this time. Well, good for you, Special K. What about next time? There ain't going to be a next time because your team didn't win. It's the CCP won, and they used your team.
Okay.
And you know what? They're going to throw you to the wolves. They don't care about the people.
Right.
Here's the thing. You got to separate the Democratic Party, Democratic people that vote Democrat. You got to separate Republican Party, people that vote Republican.
Right.
They only basically give us two choices.
Right.
So if you call us all as people, you got to get rid of the politics. We're all people here. And we have these parties, these government parties. Neither party is there. They use this, the CCP use this party. So you can sit over here all you want and go, my team's in power. Well, you better see what your quarterback's doing. I'll tell you what. You better look and see what he's doing.
Well, I think
because he's not playing. It's like a fixed basketball game or a fixed football game.
Right.
You know, I used to bet with the mafia on the game, you know, back in the day, they come to break my arm. I go, how could this happen? I look at things. How could this happen? Maybe they were rigged and I didn't know it. I don't know, Eric.
Right. Well, listen, the thing is, you know, you don't want to be cynical, but you don't want to be overly optimistic. You want to try to be realistic. When I was watching Kill Chain, again, this is the HBO documentary, I realized they said this in the HBO documentary. They said that the purpose of whether it's China or Russia getting involved in our elections is far less, if at all, to elect a certain person.
Right.
It is to undermine our democracy. In other words, if you can mess with our elections and inject deep cynicism into the citizenry about the institution of fair elections, you're basically messing with the heart of America. It's not one party. It's you don't really care. The fact is that you're China. You want America to go down so you can go up.
Yeah.
And it was very clear from Kill Chain, the HBO documentary, that that was the real goal of Russia or Iran or China, that that's really their goal. So it's not about electing this one or that one.
Absolutely.
They will play the game. Well,
that's what we call the swamp, really. You know, they didn't have the tools. They didn't have machines before. It's been going on for decades.
When you say the swamp, I don't want you to mention Kevin McCarthy's name on this program or Mitch McConnell. Yeah. It's untoward. No, it's unnecessary to personalize.
We all know that.
It's not necessary. Uh-huh. But Trump made us understand. It's just a funny thing. I wrote a biography, as you know, on Martin Luther, and he was a wild disruptor and very odd parallels, because he was very Trumpian in the sense that he, all of his friends said, hey, you can't say that. Come on, tone it down.
Right.
But he didn't know how to tone it down.
Right.
And he just kind of let it rip. He was just kind of a disruptor. And he had the ability, even though he was a theological genius, to speak to the common man.
Right.
Obviously, you have that, Trump has that. And it's a funny thing, because what happens then is that people on both sides are exposed.
That's
You no longer see it as us versus them.
Yeah, right.
You see a different kind of dynamic.
Right.
Let me ask you, by the way, I mentioned Trump. Are you in touch with him, and what is he thinking? He's not in the weeds with you on this, is he?
No, but you know what he said? He said to me, he goes, he watched Jimmy Kimmel. He called me up. He said you did a fabulous job.
You did.
And he loves the courage. The courage to put it out there and continue on. I told him and the world, I believe he's going to be back in by August. And he knows what I'm
thinking.
There,
what does he do? He pats you on the head and says, thanks, Mike.
No, what I'm out there doing is I'm out there putting the voice out of the evidence, kind of continue on where they chopped him off at the knees, took away his Twitter, took away his voice, and they took it all away.
Does he need a program to come on? Because I got a slot next week. If he's dying to speak to the American people.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, it's just funny to me that he.
Here's what his biggest worry. He was really worried the other day talking about the border. He said, look what's going on. All the great things we did. As we said, we as a country, we did, that was helping.
Because he's a narcissist, he says the word we and not I.
And he said this, and he says this, and he goes, Mike, look at that. Where's the sense in this? As looking at it, like.
Trying to look at it logically.
Like, look at it logically, the common sense. I said it before, he was actually turning, both parties where he had to pick a party, basically. But he was turning the party, the Republican, into the common sense party. But was he really, or were they just sitting back hiding because they bubbled up? Like, I told him, I said, Mr. President, that's our real president. I said, what this has done? This has all been on God's timing. And what it's done is exposed the rat, so to speak. They couldn't help themselves.
No, that's right.
They popped their heads up.
Oh, no.
All these people.
Well, let's mention names.
Your Brad Rassenberg, other secretaries.
Those are only the governors
of Minnesota, Michigan, Washington State, I heard last night, Oregon, California, New York. Don't forget Brian Kemp, number one on the list, Georgia. Arizona, these are, it's amazing.
Well, it is funny that it did expose people for who they are.
Yes.
We're going to be right back. In case you're just tuning in, I'm talking to the My Pillow guy. What's your name again? Mike?
Mike. Yeah.
We'll be right back. Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their health care, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true health care, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-0110. Ask for Ray and tell them Eric sent you. That's 888-909-0110.
Hello.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. There's certain things we can't talk about. Vaccines, for example.
Machines and vaccines.
Machines
and
vaccines.
That would be a new show. I'm going to start a new series, Machines and Vaccines.
That'd be a great documentary series that we could
do
together.
Don't say anything that rhymes with, when we're talking, don't say anything that rhymes with Dominion, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Nothing rhymes with Dominion or Orange. Please make a note of it. yeah. If you go to Rhyme Zone on the web, you're looking, you're writing a poem, for example, nothing rhymes with Orange. Aren't you glad I said that?
I am very glad.
Mike, let's go back to President Trump. What do you suppose he's thinking? He's just moved back to New Jersey. He's got luxury clubs in various parts of the country. And I live near New Jersey, so I would love to visit him there. And because I've never sat down, I've never really, you know, I've met him, but he, I didn't think he knows who I am or anything like that. But what do you suppose is going through his mind right now?
He's very hopeful for our country in Arizona. He brought up Arizona. He's but Arizona and Michigan. And then he asked about, you know, what's going on in New Hampshire.
I don't know. What's going on in New Hampshire?
There's that they found all kinds of stuff in the machines there. See, they're finding it happened in every state, everybody. If you're a state going, well, it didn't happen in our state, Ohio. Yeah, it did. You won by 15%, not 7. You got old proud Texas dollar. We didn't use those Dominion machines. You had ES&S machines. They flipped 57,000 votes in Dallas before noon on November 3rd. Before noon.
See, now, when you make a statement like that, you know that's true.
I 100%
you've seen the
know
evidence,
it's true.
And
yes.
People ignore it. Are there any journalists out there? Hey.
Hello. You could have the biggest story
Nicholas
in the history
Christoph,
of the world.
New York Times. Seriously, it's a staggering thing.
You know what?
Here's
the problem with that, with the journal. I have given them evidence, deeper evidence. I've said, you know, here you go, New York Times. You know, they have my direct. I have all their phone numbers. They have mine. They call me every day, you know, and that's just something, the evidence. But I gave them the evidence. And you know what? I go, you know what? If you put that in your article, you know your boss ain't going to let you print it. This has happened, Eric.
Yeah.
They don't print it. So it might not even be the journalists. They're just like everyone else. They don't want to lose their jobs.
Well, again,
they don't want to lose their jobs.
You think of, and it's
there's
not
some
just
good journalists out there.
But it's not just their jobs. It's kind of, I mean, there are tremendous people at the New York Times. I'm friends with some of them, Ross Douthat. A number of them, they're just wonderful, principled people, but they live in a world where it is not possible that you're right. They live in a world that it's simply no one they know and respect has opened their eyes to actually look. And so they all kind of look at each other because nobody has an infinity of time,
you know,
and they've made their decisions and they simply can't believe it's true.
Right. But now you go back before. I want you to go back before I got this evidence. OK, before January 9th.
Right.
Now, when for me. Once they decided, I went all in for Donald Trump, I meet him for a 40-minute meeting, talk to his employees. You talk about a guy doing his due diligence, right? You ain't going to change me when I do my due diligence. I will never change I am who I am and I ain't change it. I don't, you know, and when you have these things, these journalists now, it's up above where the narrative, for some reason, let's attack Mike Lindell. This was going on before the 9th. Now, here's what happened. I did an article with the New York Times and the Washington Post, two journalists. And these were big articles, like they were going to be the feature of the paper, right? So it was like 8-hour interviews and 4 to 8 hour interviews. Now, the New York Times lady, she had read my book. I was actually down at Mar-a-Lago. I left there. This is a year ago.
Do you remember the reporter's name?
I think it was a Betsy, but I'm not real sure. So I went and met her, and she had read my book. So when she had read my book, she's writing this article, and I'm going. And I told her she interviewed me. This was all afternoon. She wrote the article. It was too good. Her boss would not print it. Now, the Washington Post guy, he was a kid, 27 years old, whatever, out of college, you know, brainwashed by the professors and everything. And I did his. His was, I said, before I interviewed, and I actually prayed about it with some people because it was very dangerous at the time. It was a year ago with the Washington Post, and I wanted to get the right message. I don't care if they badmouth me. Just say get the message of who I am or what's going on. And put everything you want around all your fluff and your friend or ally of Donald Trump. But here's what he did. I made him go read my book first, and then I made him do it by Skype. Now, he did this interview. I think the guy, I think he found Jesus, Eric. You know, he really, I believe it changed his life. But
he was foolish enough to be open-minded?
Yeah.
So, don't let that happen,
but
folks.
Let me tell you what happened. He printed, the Washington Post let him do the article. And it was amazing. It was kind of right down the middle. I retweeted it when I had my Twitter. I put it out all over there. They're going, you put a Washington Post.
Wait,
you
know, so then it's not the Washington Post. It's the Washington Post.
The Washington Post with an R, yes.
With an R. Yeah, folks, yeah. Make a note of that.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm saying,
Mike,
is,
that's
what
crazy.
I'm saying is the
this
people
is
up above, if the art, you know, they will not. I said it the other day. I'll tell you, here's another example of what's going on in our media. I said on a show, I called the vaccine the mark of the beast, okay? That's my belief, okay?
Uh-oh.
And I said that. Now, get this. The media, they made the people that wrote it, I don't know, I can't, it was one of the bad papers, down papers, like the Daily Beast, maybe, probably was the Daily Beast. And they put this in there, maybe the Business Insider, whatever it was. And that came out, and then all of a sudden, Big Brother ordered them to get rid of the articles. I mean, to erase them. Normally you would say, Mike Lindell's crazy, called it the mark of the beast. That'd be headlines.
Yeah.
But they go, you know, we can't let him say it because what if people believe that? What if they
And by the way, everyone knows you're obviously referring to Mark Zuckerberg. You didn't mean it from the book of Revelation. Everybody
Mark
knows
Zuckerbuck,
that.
I call him, not Zuckerberg. Zuckerbuck.
You know, okay. Zuckerberg. Now, let me ask you something. Last night we were talking about Jack Dorsey. Yeah. Do you believe, now, I just, again, because most people aren't into this stuff. They're living their lives, raising their kids. Do you think Jack Dorsey is really involved?
100%.
Okay, now why 100%. Do you say that? Why do you
well,
say that?
Start with that. You can go back to Massachusetts. I'll give you some facts you can look up yourself so
All
you
right.
don't have to fact.
All
go right. back to Massachusetts in a primary. Dr. Shiva, last September and August. Dr. Shiva lost his primary and he knew there was something wrong. This guy's got 4 doctorate degrees or whatever. I mean, he's like this genius guy.
I'm sorry. I just realized once again, we're out of time, but we're going to go back to Dr. Shiva and that sentence in just a moment.
That old wheel is going to roll around.
Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell. Mike, you said Dr. Shiva, Massachusetts, Jack Dorsey, Twitter. Go ahead.
Right. So Dr. Shiva, now you got to reason. I met all these guys by divine appointments, but I heard the whole Dr. Shiva story. He ran in a primary last year in August and September, and he lost. And he was going to win by 70%, not 5%. And so he went around the state. And he checked out each precinct, whatever, every precinct that had the machines.
That's my wife. I'm not
every
here.
Thing that had the machines that had the machines. He lost 60-40.
Okay.
When they didn't have the machines, he won those. Okay. So he gets in this thing with the Secretary of State of Massachusetts.
Right.
She threw away. They got rid of the ballot images. It's illegal. They got rid of the ballot image. So he put out on her on his Twitter. They got rid of the ballot images. This crooked Secretary of State. The Secretary of State of Massachusetts went to Jack Dorsey and said, "Get rid of his Twitter account." Now they were caught. So he went back to the judge. The judge ordered a restraining order against the Secretary of State of Massachusetts. Okay. So Jack Dorsey, there's government working with a private or with a company to suppress our First Amendment.
Is this
right.
illegal?
It is as illegal as it comes. Now, let me tell you this. So I've hired since I lost my Twitter. Okay. When I lost my Twitter, my personal Twitter, I want everybody to listen to this. It stops in the sand. All of a sudden, my friends are coming to me. They're going, Mike, did you give up on the election? Go, what are you talking about? Here they were not putting up a new post, but retweeting things that would say, you know what? Better luck next time. You know what I mean? I go, what?
Jack Dorsey was running your Twitter account.
Yes.
And they were misrepresenting you. What is that called?
That's identity fraud. I don't know. It's
identity fraud. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that, folks. Right.
Then I tried to pull them down and I got a letter from Germany, or it's email saying from Twitter Germany, it says, you cannot pull this down by order of the Twitter code 60503 of the penal code. And, I'm going, what?
You wanted to pull your own account down because they were lying.
At least the post.
Was the German letter signed Sieg Heil?
I think it said Jack Dorkey.
Oh, all right. Well, that's
so. Anyway, so now with that, you go back to, and this is now I would get deep into the well, with this, the stuff going on in the government, his second in command or third in command worked directly for the government. A lot of the stuff that's going on right now, this stuff was found out. I hired private investigators, everybody got to know, for $2 million, two different groups. I wanted to find out who the attackers were, the bots and trolls, the people that hire these attack groups. I wanted to investigate Twitter and Facebook and Google, Mr. Google. And the stuff that's on Jack Dorsey is incredible. The guy is going to prison when this is over. He's not in the United States, I heard right now. He's hiding over wherever he's at overseas right now because it's all going to come out.
You actually believe Jack Dorsey will have to
Jack
go to prison?
Jack Dorsey, I really believe that. The guy is a criminal to the United States. He's a traitor. And Mark Zuckerberg, now, you know, he's a very immoral guy. You know, he put right over my stuff for absolute proof, put a cover over it, said contains porn and nudity.
Okay. So hang on a second. This is amazing, right? This is amazing. We obviously know that nothing you have ever done contains porn and nudity, but the idea that they would get out over their skis on that level.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and they say something that is preposterous.
They started out. Now, remember, there's one company in the United States that controls all of our fact checking, and that's Lead Stories. You know, there's other ones, but that's the big one. Alan Duke runs that. I know him personally. He's got my phone number here. He's got my phone. I called him out for 5 hours after Absolute Interference. When Absolute Interference came out, he put a cover of it. I spent 5 weeks, everybody, and a lot of money hiring the best people from the government. From the government. You know what it's like to try and get there and get these people to do a private investigation? I get this done. It took them 5 weeks to dig into where's the building in China? What's the idea of the computer? What's the IP address? What's the packet? These things are CPACs that can't be changed. Shows the flip at that moment in time. I spent all this money. I'm so happy to put it to the world because it validated absolute proof. I put it out there and Alan Duke decides in 5 minutes, boom, he puts the thing on, contains false information. And I went through and then all the articles came out. So I went through for 5 hours, Eric. I sat there line by line and called out Lead Stories. We tracked them all the way back to China. All the way back to the CCP, he's got five employees. One of them's over in Belgium, I think it is, or whatever. But where this guy's at, and I met all five of them via Zoom. I said, how can you do this to your country, Alan? How can you do this? And he just decides, I'm Alan Duke. Bam, bam, bam.
This is as fundamentally anti-American as anything we've seen in our lifetimes. I mean, there's one thing to have corruption.
Right.
It's another thing for people with this kind of power to affect what people see and hear in a way that is so partisan is not even the right word for it. It's just fundamentally corrupt.
Yeah, you're all traitors to our country. This is we're coming out with a thing called absolute cover up. When you see this, it's going to be so amazing because you're going to see things you wouldn't even think of. Do you know for Verizon, which is 40% of our text messages in the country, there's just a few people that get to decide if you've made a mistake and they can shut you off. Google is so corrupt. I mean, they broke more antitrust laws than probably anyone I know. I could sit there and pour the information. Well, this was before the election, everybody. Now, when you shut down, someone decides on Vimeo, you know what they did to me the other day? This is Vimeo. This is a week ago. They decided because on February 5th, they shut down Mike Lindell on Vimeo. Okay. Now, Vimeo runs all my pillows back things. So all of our entrepreneurs in my store where you have your stuff, all these videos that are up there, these are me holding a pillow and telling about a bed or entrepreneurs telling about their great products made in the USA products. And Vimeo, all of a sudden, I get up. It's like noon. This is like last week. All the videos, this content does not exist. They took them down. And we got a hold of Vimeo. We go, what are you doing? Well, you have a guy in there that's controversial, and he was warned he can't be on Vimeo. So in other words, you got to take Mike out. I wasn't even in these entrepreneurs' picture. It reminds me of what Zuckerberg did on Facebook. Before the election, I could not run my pillow ads on Facebook if my image was in there. You just had to call it my pillow. If Mike Lindell's face was in there, I couldn't run him. You talk, you know, this stuff has been going on. It's just now that everyone in the country is seeing it. Taking away our First Amendment rights of free speech.
I want to say, Mike, we got 10 seconds. Where can people go to help the cause? Should they go to Lindell Legal Offense Fund?
Go to LindellLegalFund.org, LindellLegalFund.org. It's called Lindell Legal Offense Fund. And this is, I will take this money and 100% it's going to go to help get our country back.
When we come back, LindellLegalFund.org. If you've got $1 million burning a hole in your pocket, hey, why don't you do something for your country? We'll be right back. Folks, final segment. You know, we've talked about all this anodyne, happy, clappy, bipartisan stuff, but let's get controversial just for a moment. And let's talk about the vaccine. Yeah. I'm not going to get the vaccine. It's my considered opinion that it was an emergency thing, right? And people said, listen, we don't want people to die. We're going to come up with anything. We're going to fast track it, whatever, Operation Warp Speed, whatever. But it was never meant for healthy people to take it, because right. most healthy people I know got COVID and they're fine. Right. Taking the vaccine, first of all, it's not even a vaccine. Right. It's a reproductive experimental reproductive therapy. So my thing would be to say, like, listen, if you want to get it. But I would say don't get it unless you feel you need to. But it's another one of these things that when you even say that, people come at you like you've just said Heil Hitler right. or something. Why?
Yeah, because this is where we're in, suppression of free speech. Big Pharma is behind that. I mean, I don't care what anyone says. I know all the stuff, the cures. I was attacked by Anderson Cooper for 24 minutes last summer when we had enough to open up the thing with myoleander.com. But I had all these things, these therapeutics that work that we learned. Now you can get hydroxychloroquine. Now you can get these. Now we know ventilators were not good. How come people aren't telling people this? I get a call from Israel. Over in Israel, they're trying to say, if you don't take the vaccine, you can't even work. You can't do anything. They're basically, you're forcing.
How did this happen to Israel under Netanyahu? Yeah, I'm totally convinced.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story. But I want to tell you this. I had a friend the other day, he works for the airlines. And his mom died. Okay. I just found this out yesterday. I've had five people now that took the vaccine that died. His mom died from the vaccine. And so he refused to take it. And they're going, he might lose his job now. Now, let me tell you this.
Here's what airline do they work for?
I'm not going to say. Actually, it's a private one. But what I want to say this is, it's a private one. And I don't remember the name. I don't want to put out there something that I'm not 100% sure on. That's what. Okay. So now I want to tell you this. With the vaccine, whether if you believe in it or not, that's your own thing. But here's the logic. If you want to take the vaccine, good for you, Special K, good for you. If it's available to everyone now, then you take it. Don't worry about what I do then. Don't worry about what I do. If it's such a good thing, you protected yourself. I believe I have more of a chance of dying by taking it. So you do not tell me what I put to do with my body. Right. And then that's it. It doesn't help anything else if you have all these people take this vaccine. I don't care if it's one third, half, whatever. They've looked out for themselves, so they think. That's their choice.
Right.
I don't care. But they're not even let us talking about, is there one better than the other? What's in it? Because they don't know. You got the communication director at the White House 2 weeks ago going, oh, it's FDA approved. No, it's not. It's not FDA approved.
Well, of course it's not.
Of course it's not.
No.
But you have these things, and but we can't even talk about it. We can't talk about, hey, look at South Dakota. Over there, look at people that aren't getting it, or people that never used the stupid mask, or the states that are taking the mask down now that didn't work, people. They don't work. It's a joke.
Well,
I'm pretty much an expert in masks by now, believe me. The corruption that went on with masks in this country, I got stuck with $3 million worth of masks that I can just well burn because they changed the FDA and the CDC.
Yeah.
Said these factories not on the list. I was doing it to help our country. These are things that was all corrupt. The massive Brian Kemp was involved in that too, by the way.
Humana. Hey, I apologize for not letting you get a word in edgewise. For my guest.
It's always a pleasure.
And it's because I just like to hear myself talk. You know what I'm saying? We're out of time. Folks, I think you know that this guy is a hero. I don't want to embarrass you, Mike, but I just I love you. I believe in you. And I'm just glad that on this program we can say whatever we like. Folks, support mystore.com, mypillow.com. But more important, go to LindellLegalFund.org. If you want to give to what Mike is doing, trying to go on the offense so that we're not always playing defense. and we can fight for our country. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in.